within that is improvements, substantial improvements to healthcare in terms of the quality of the and reach of healthcare. Likewise, with education, a lot of investment in the in education infrastructure and also in the quality of the education. According to poverty reduction figures, poverty is, I mean, obviously they're measuring it against the Millennium Development Goals and other Sustainable Development Goals. According to World Bank figures, the poverty has gone back. Poverty in general has gone down from about 49% to 25%. That's 2009 to 2017. There's been a lot of investment in infrastructure that's particularly in roads, but also electrification programs, particularly kind of reaching out to remote rural areas where they've never had mains electricity before. It's support for the cooperative sector, the conversion to renewable energy. There's a lot of kind of private sector, well, Nicaraguan private investment and international investment in conversion to rural energy. A lot of attention paid to small businesses and providing marketing opportunities for small businesses. Also, improvements in public spaces, including improving public spaces and Wi-Fi in public spaces. So there's a whole kind of raft of programs that they've implemented. I mean, you could probably argue forever about how effective some of those programs have been, whether there's some of them being very paternalistic, which almost they certainly have, but I think there's no argument about the fact that they have actually happened and had considerable success. Leaving aside the most recent horrendous violence, Nicaragua has had a reputation for kind of safety and stability, and for having a police force that does work very closely with communities. Obviously, there are gangs in Nicaragua, but I mean, and drugs. It's kind of inevitable given Nicaragua's position on a kind of drugs route from South America to North America, particularly along the Atlantic coast. There isn't anywhere near the levels of kind of social disintegration and violence and thuggery that you would find in Honduras and El Salvador.